But I also thought in my mind, it's ideal if for such a retreat we leave everything away, everything behind, and go to a lonely place, like in the old times we all went on islands in the Adriatic Sea. I see some of you who were attending the Holy Name Retreat, as they were called at that time. And we had islands like the island Braj, the island of Ish. I prefer to give these retreats in isolated places so that really everyone can leave the town behind, their lives behind, and focus entirely on it. But we just couldn't find a place in Slovenia where it was possible to cook our food, you know, our vegetarian food, and offer it to Krishna. All the retreat centers demanded that they would cook and serve the food themselves. So therefore we decided, let us do it in the temple here. I still believe we can create an atmosphere of focus, which is really required for such retreats, if we just commit ourselves to just be there for all the sessions. I would really request you, therefore, at the outset, at the beginning, to just push your busy life a little bit aside, create some space in your life, and come there. A retreat is different from an occasional lecture. A retreat is also different from a festival. A retreat is different because in it we want to create an access, that means a road or a way to our often forgotten self, our inside, our true identity, and so on. And therefore we do need to push the outside world a little bit to the side to make space to go into the inside world. I personally was just with Gaur Krishna on such a retreat, not far from here. There is a beautiful place which one of my very dear God brothers has created, where I was able to just retreat from the world. And I wrote a little poem there, which I felt expressed the idea of a retreat very, very succinctly. It means very clearly. Stop. Where are you running? All that is real lies inside of you. If you keep looking everywhere else, you might miss it. You might miss the pure life, the real life, the life where you are alive and with love, with compassion, with Krishna consciousness, with even being moved in your heart, no, being excited to be with Krishna. No, you might miss it if you look for this everywhere else. It's inside, you have to find it. So I think you get the idea. It's really different from anything else which we do. So therefore, right in the beginning, I want to request you, maybe on the way outside, Manditangi, you can be there with a pile of these schedules, and you can pick up the schedule from Manditangi. Yes, good. So, and then commit yourself to be there during the times. It's not very tough, you know. You're in Slovenia. I'm in Slovenia. Near to the Balkan influence. Yeah, resume. I understand. So it's not too tough. It's not too intense. Male relaxierete. Yes, but still, that schedule, I think every one of you can do. Dobro. So, now what do we do? Now we start our first session. It is called Entering the Retreat. There will be a few exercises. We will also form a sankalpa. We will go a little bit deep inside. We will share with neighbors. I will move you a little bit out of your ordinary space, and then we will do other wonderful things. Yes, do I have everything? Glasses? Yes, here. Are you enthusiastic?
Yes.
Tribanga? No? Tribanga? Tribanga. From the land of the Hunas. Wonderful. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Please. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasare Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. While I was in Vrindavan last year, with a pledge or the vow to chant extra rounds for a whole month, I made an important discovery. And like all discoveries, this one also started with a crisis. I was there trying to chant my quota of rounds, which is in comparison to our 16 rounds quite high, and I noticed I couldn't do it. I got up very early, I went late to bed. But no matter how much I tried, I seemed to not get deeper in my chanting, and I felt my mouth was as if I'm trying to bite granite. I just became so exhausted, my dear devotees, that I became desperate. I continued to try because I'm from Germany. Means what is in the head of a German, he has to do, for one more week, but it became even worse. I did not have any taste in what I was doing. My mind was thinking, am I doing the right thing? Should I better go back to Germany or to just give up this endeavor to chant extra rounds and just keep myself busy with other Krishna conscious services? And then I tried one more thing. I stopped looking at my counting beads and counting the numbers of rounds. I started instead to pray to Krishna, Krishna, I'm a fallen soul, I've forgotten you, I have not much taste in our relationship, please accept my service of trying to chant it. Maybe more important, please accept me. And I became moved. I understood, oh, someone who has no taste in Krishna's name has also no real taste in Krishna. Someone who is not joyful when he chants the name of his Lord is also not joyful with him, with being with him or reading about him or serving him. It's all mechanic. And I thought, I'm very fallen, and prayed like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Ayinanda Tanuya Kinkaram. Please, please save me from this horrible ocean of material life. And please take me. And you know what happened? I became absorbed in the holy name and in Krishna. Still, I didn't dare to look at my rounds, how many I was doing. Then after going with this for 3 days, I started to do with the counting beads whenever I finished a round. And I noted I was still very much under my quota. I was still not near my quota. But by now I didn't care any longer. I was happy in chanting. So I chanted for another 3 days, and then I looked again on my count. Then I began to again count on one day. And what I found out is I was now above my quota. Wow! And you know what I found out also? I did not want to stop. I wanted to go on, even though I had reached my quota. Wow, I thought, what can I learn from this? And this is what I learned from it. My dear devotees, as long as the mind is just concerned with outside things, with doing dutiful chanting, and not really doing it as a devotional practice in order to please Krishna, to be with Krishna, to pray with Krishna, you're most probably not absorbed. You're not deeply there. And whenever I chant now, there are moments, especially when we are on tour and the body gets a little tired and Well, and it's strenuous, and we go to bed. Yesterday I was in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, and sometimes it's later. Then you have to put the rounds somehow. You have to finish your rounds, but I've never forgotten this, that I'm chanting Krishna's name. It's a devotional practice, and when I chant with bhakti, everything is easy. When I chant without bhakti, everything is difficult. So in my this was such a great gift to me that I decided to change the title of my new book and change also a few chapters in the book. I called the new book A Guide to Chanting with Absorption. And I have published it and given, based on this idea to be deeply there, I have given retreats this year and so on. And I do hope that also in this particular retreat, I can bring you to your next level in chanting. So this retreat will be based on experience, on your own experience. It's your own retreat. I hope you will make an experience similar to the one which I could make. It will be your own experience, and that will, I hope, will inform your chanting also, so that you can also come to the next level. I would like to now sing with you a song about glorifying the holy name, and your duty will be to always sing Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Please say this, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Madhuram Madhure Pyopi Mangale Pyopi Mangalam Pavanam Pavane Pyopi Hare Nama Eva Ke. This is more sweet than all other sweet things. This is more auspicious than all auspicious things. This is the greatest purifier of all purifying things. Indeed, the holy name is everything. Abrahma Stambaparyantam Sarvamaya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punasatayam. Everybody, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Did you know that the entire universe, including that little speck called Ljubljana, from exalted Brahma down to the lonely clump of grass, is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord? Why do you always forget that? It's a product of Maya. The only thing that is reality, my dear devotees, reality, and again I say reality, the holy name of Hari is everything. Nivasena hi Vishvasaha Kadaruddhau Bhavishya Kirtaniya Maho Balya Hare Nama Kevalam. Once again, Hare Nama Kevalam. Did you know that there is no certainty when your last breath will come and you are forced to stop everything which you are planning, what you are doing? Therefore, my dear devotees, it's wise to always practice chanting from your very childhood, or at least from now on. The holy name of Hari alone is everything.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Everybody,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Please wait 1 second and then you can sing.
Krishna Hare Hare. Oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Oh, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Thank you, my dear devotees. I wish to reach out to you and chant or discuss one verse with you. And after all this, I will request you to turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor your own realization. Where do you stand at this moment in relationship to your chanting? Let us first hear the verse. The verse has a history. Lord Chaitanya was one day coming to the place of Haridas Thakur. Yes, to the place of Haridas Thakur, where Rupa Goswami had been staying. Rupa Goswami had traveled from Vrindavan to be in Puri and have the darshan of Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur was his host, his guest. So, as Mahaprabhu visited Rupa Goswami, he saw he was writing on palm leaves, and he said, what are you writing? And Rupa Goswami was shy. And Lord Chaitanya took the last piece, you know, the last leaf, and looked, and he saw a verse which was so beautiful that Lord Chaitanya said to Ramananda, read this. And Ramananda read, Tunditanda viniratim vitanute Tundavali labdaye Karna kroda kadambini katayate Kanarbudepya spriham Cheta prangana sangini vijayate Savindriyanam kritam kritim No jane janitya kiyatpi amritai Krishne tivana dvayi. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have created. I don't know. When the holy name is chanted, it appears to me to dance within the mouth. Then we desire many, many mouths. We think, what good is one mouth? That's a Tucha is very insignificant, so small. Many mouths. When that name then enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the sritze, of the heart, sorry, it conquers the activities of the mind. I can't think so many things any longer. And therefore, all my senses become inert. I have no desire to be active in material life. It's so strong. Ramananda said, wow! Rupa Goswami, my Lord, has your mercy because he is empowered to understand the mission why you have come into this world, to give people a taste of nectar so that they can leave their yadarasa means to be attached to material things, you know, like your mobile phones, you know, these normal things. Hare Krishna. I know you. And to become attached to Krishna. That is the whole idea of chanting the holy name. No? We become attached to Krishna and lose our entanglement in Maya. Yes. So when Haridas Thakur heard this, he started to get up and dance in ecstasy because he felt that. Yes, when I chant, I also feel the nectar comes into my mouth. Krishna is there. And I want many mouths, and then it comes into my ears, and from there in my heart, and I become so moved that I'm no longer moving in the material world. I'm no longer interested. Nectar. So I wanted to request you now at the beginning of your japa retreat, a note, I call it your japa retreat, your living name retreat, to turn to your neighbor, the men, please, to the men, and the Vaishnavis, and to discuss with them. You need to know what to discuss. Where do you see yourself in relationship to chanting? Are you on the Rupa Goswami level? Or Haridas Thakur level? Where are you? Where are your... Nitai chant? Can't believe my eyes. Where are maybe obstacles which you... what is it? That you experience at this moment, and what do you hope by being on this retreat? What do you hope for your chanting? No? Two things. Where are you? Where are maybe obstacles? Where is maybe something? Where have you not yet reached the perfection? What is it really? What troubles you? And what do you hope to achieve in this retreat? So you have we can start now. Well, first of all, you need to find a neighbor. Please find a neighbor. Neighbor. Guru Charan is there. So wait. Everyone has found a neighbor? Anandini, neighbor is there? Good. So who is A? Partner A? Should be half of the room. Hey, Slujate, who is A, partner A? Now some of you, have you all found a neighbor? You have to be a little bit faster now. You are on a retreat of Sachinandan Swami. A little for Kusirate. Who's A? Who is B? Dobro. B goes first. Hare Krishna. You already thought. My trick. Hare Krishna. Obstacles, and what do I want to attain in my retreat? moksha rupi.
Moksha rupi. I'm very sorry, I forgot. I need Nectar of Devotion, page 107 to 108, the book. Maybe it is in the guru room. I have not locked the guru room. Nectar of Devotion, yeah.
Ananta,
projection, ready?
Ha! Oh!
After some time, I will tell you.
Thank you.
From where? For you, because
no, it's all right. From where do you have it? From which room do you have it? I found it.
Hey,
2 more minutes. This one.
So, where are you? Have you done 2? Good.
Deen Bandhu. Hare Krishna. I have counted about 5 devotees who have not participated. I know we usually don't do this in a lecture, that we turn to our neighbor. It is something extraordinary. But my dear devotees, this is a retreat. It's a little different from the Bhagavatam class and the Gita classes, which you are known, no? So we will do different things. We will be out of the normal format, which we normally do. So I wanted to ask you, Yes. Well, no, I will give you a sign when to show it. Thank you. My dear devotees, I have a request for you. In these 3 days which we have together, I request you to make a sincere effort to change your habits, your old habits. You must clean the dust in your life, which has come over the most precious thing you have, Krishna. Prabhupada wrote, "For persons who are not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts and who want to keep things as they are, it is not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra." No? If you think, yes, I do have my difficulties, but let me keep things as they are. I mean, my neighbor's also chanting like me. You know, no problem. This is like finding out I'm on a horse which is dead. And I think, oh, my neighbor also is sitting on a horse which is dead. Get a new horse, you know. One should therefore be encouraged. You know, if you want to change, therefore be encouraged to develop his service attitude towards the Lord, because that will help him to chant without any offenses. No? So, that is very nice. I read yesterday something which I thought I should also read to you, to motivate you. Prabhupada said, while the body is fit, you have a fit body? Yes, I think we can. We are young, you know, and no one here is seriously ill. While the body is fit, therefore, why should we not chant the holy name of the Lord loudly and distinctly? Distinctly means clearly. If one does so, it is quite possible that even at the time of death, he will be properly able to chant the holy name of the Lord with love and faith. In conclusion, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Prabhupada seems to say that the highest result in spiritual life, to develop love for Krishna and to go back to Krishna and be with Krishna, is very easy in this, if you learn to chant properly with absorption. Now, I think from the exercise where I think all of us found out we are not on the level of Rupa Goswami in our chanting. We want to say, no, I want to give you a little model which will accompany you through your retreat, which is a model that helps you to change. To change old habits is very, very difficult. It's very, very hard to change old things once they have become habitual habits. Very, very, very hard. You know, I don't know how it is here in Slovenia, but I know when I was a young man or young boy, we had something which we called to make a New Year's resolution. Do you have this also? How do we call it in the local language? Yes. New Year's resolution, no? It's at 12 o'clock. People think, yeah, I have drunken a little pivo, you know. It's the 31st of, it's still the 31st of December, and in a few minutes it will be the 1st of January, no? And then they go, ha, put it over. I will be better. I will stop smoking, no problem. I will not drink any longer alcohol. I will regularly exercise. Look, I'm so fat. I have to do that. Regular exercises, no problem. I will be nice to my friends and my children. I will earn much more money, no problem. And they make New Year's resolutions. After 2 weeks, 98%, that's the statistic, of these New Year's resolutions have flown out the window. And not only in Bosnia, everywhere in the world. It is like this, everywhere in the world. Everywhere. So, why is that? That is because old habits don't die so quickly. Old habits are very, very strong. They come back. And therefore, it is nice and important to look at a little model which I like to introduce during my retreats. It's called the dynamics of transformation. And our Urukrama will show this model to us on the computer. Ananta, wow. First, thank you for your enthusiasm. First, if you really want to change something, you must form a willingness to change. That means you have recognized your potential and believe that you can grow further in your life. You don't say, oh, I'm a hopeless case. I'm anyways not into this seminar. I went here because I wanted to see Satchinandan Swami so that he doesn't think I don't like him any longer. I really don't care about what he says, you know. Yes, Nam, I know you. You know, no, you have to focus on the idea of changing something. No, the next thing is you need to take action. Here is where most devotees fail miserably. They do want to attain too much. You must take the small actions which you can maintain each day. Let me see what it is. These small actions will bring about, can't really see, success in the long run. My dear devotees, if you leave this seminar and you think, okay, I'm just doing one thing. I will try to chant one, I will try to be focused on one holy name in all my 16 rounds. One name, Hare, that's enough. I will consider you an absolute success. This is very, very important. Again, I must tell you, it is here where most of the people fail. They do something which is too difficult for them. It is true in diets, for instance. People think, look at this, you know. This is too much. It is from here to Alaska, my belly. It is really, you know, this is what has become out of me since I joined this so-called healthy diet of the Hare Krishnas. So then they will think, no, okay, vegan, then what else? No eating after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, we are here in Belgium. After 8 o'clock in the night, you know. No, okay. Then I will do the 16-8 rule, and you know, and this and that. And it's too much. The mind will say, "Don't be so cruel to me." And it will not like it. So in the same way, when you look at your sadhana and you have too high expectations, you will not do it on a long run. Therefore, small things help you. Because at that time you see success and you see something changes. We experience a positive outcome come and a positive growth. And this will give you back what most of us have lost, a self-belief, our belief that we can actually change and grow in Krishna consciousness and become strengthened. Most of us have lost this belief, and therefore we have become lukewarm in our spiritual efforts. We have stopped to be focused. We have stopped to because, you know, we don't believe that anything will change. I tried so many times. I'm 5 years practicing, and I tried many times. It doesn't change. Or others will say, I'm already trying for 30 years, and it doesn't change. Yeah, my dear devotees, if you don't have the belief that it will change, for you nothing will change. Nothing. It will go worse and worse and worse. So you need to work on your self-belief. We call it also confidence. What is it? Utsa nishchayadhari. Nishchayat, no? Nishchayat. Our confidence, our broken confidence in ourselves, which is there deep in our subconscious mind, informing us and say, you can't do it. Yes, it's highly personal. Let me say, failure has always a very personal dimension. It's when we do not believe in ourselves any longer. And then nothing happens. But the moment someone is confident, I can do it, he changes. He changes all the aspects of his life. But only if he takes doable measures, things which he can do. Yes, I realize sometimes there will be days when we slip also. That happens because circumstances are like this, or the human mind is like this. We are not a machine, and so on. But by and all, if you are hopeful and you have self-belief, everything is possible. You can even cure your body from the diseases. If the mind is full with the, I am not sick, I can do it. Yes, it is there. Can you understand this model? On Sunday we will look again at this model. For now, I thank you very much for this excellent how will you say, projection from Ananta's computer. This really, I'm really impressed. And it made even an enthusiastic sound when it started. So we will do now something which I consider the most important aspect of this first workshop. Do you know what is a sankalpa? We do this when we take initiation. You know, we say, from now on, 16 rounds, 4 rules and regulations. It's a sankalpa, something which we intend to seriously do, and we somehow bring this in a, with that there's a ceremony around it, fire sacrifice, many Vaishnavas are there. It's a very strong impression which we try to do. I learned about the power of sankalpa when I was invited to do Govardhan Parikrama with a few very sincere Vaishnavas, friends, and we had made the sankalpa that we would worship Giriraj. You know, many devotees worship Giriraj on the altar, and when they see him, they offer their obeisances before Giriraj. So we thought, Giriraj is in Vrindavan, he is 24 kilometers big, let us offer obeisances to Giriraj by going around him, by dandavating, you know, around him, but making long stretched prostrations, it's called in English, obeisances, you know, full obeisances. So we, but in the middle of it, oh, you feel every bone in your body, every bone, you know, oof. And you know, I contracted typhoid. Typhoid is a bad fever, you know, in the body, which came, I guess, because I was not so careful in breathing, and I sometimes landed into the, you know, when you pay your obeisances, you don't, you know, the roads are not always, or the paths are not always clean. There are monkeys who have done their monkey business there, and so on. Anyways, I became very ill, but I felt no problem. Because I had made a sankalpa, I will, with your help, Giriraj, try to finish Dandavat Parikrama of Giriraj. No? I somehow got the strength to do it. I still cannot believe it. It is a great tapasya to do it, to do this. It is really, I mean, it's really an experience. When I'm old, I will tell you what I experienced. So here we want to make also a sankalpa. We want to form a sankalpa. My God, you might think, this is serious. Maybe I run away. Don't. No need to run away. It is something. Remember what we had learned from the slide. Small action plans. Small doable action plans. I think you can all commit to chant a little bit better, you know. So we will do this. We will have the Gokrishna Bhajan band ready. Right? What is the melody? Badaharina? Yes. Good. Are you ready to go into your first exercise?
Yes.
You are. Good. You look so serious. No laughing any longer. No, later. I would like to first of all request you to really arrive. I think some of you had a long journey. I see devotees from Serbia, from Bosnia, from Italia, and every London, everywhere you have come. And this is a serious effort. We want to really change inside and become more spiritually alive. I would like to ask you to look a little bit around the room, see the other devotees who have come, see the nice decoration which has been made, including the highly, highly beautiful air balloons. And then sit straight. You meditate a little bit. Find a comfortable position. And let your gaze, that's how you look, become soft. Look in front of you, maybe a point 1 meter away from you in the air, like this. And become calm. Breathe in and see, or not see, feel how your chest rises, and when you breathe out, your muscles soften. Become more aware of the contact, maybe the feet, where the feet are on the ground, where you sit. Relax the body. Starting with the shoulders. Going to the legs. But remain sitting straight. Become aware of the feeling of weight. How does it feel to have weight? Does not matter how many kilos, just the weight. And when you're ready, please close the eyes. Focus on your ingoing breath. And then, when it's time for you to breathe out, focus on your outgoing breath. In and out. In and out. You came in this wonderful temple in Ljubljana. Some of you who don't live here came from the town Ljubljana, some came from far away. You left the things you usually do. If you have children, you left the children. Your friends are all there, but you are now on a retreat. There will be a learning environment with incredible possibility to learn new things. Remember, if we don't try to learn something new and do something new, everything will stay the same in our life. What do you want your experience to be here in this retreat? What do you want in your relationship with Krishna? What do you deeply want in your spiritual life? We will sing now. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Go.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Go.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Go. Jaya
Please, one more time, move a little bit inside of you, and please again, remember, what are your desires in relationship to Krishna, in your relationship to Krishna, in the holy name, and please, let us again join all together to sing the holy name. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 When we can chant with absorption, it is something entirely different. When we are deeply absorbed in our chanting, it seems that we can make contact with Krishna. Krishna is there. But when the holy name is here and my mind is there, or is at the moment dead, dull, Tubko, then no, there is not the nourishment which we all need. Nourishment, and then we lack strength in our spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. So I wish you all the best. We will at this time not take any questions, because it's all I will, in a way clear, I will request our Urukama to maybe project again the dynamic model of transformation. And when you move out and you feel there is some value for you, you might take your mobile telephones and make a photo of it, and then look during the retreat a few times on it, so that you can experiment or practice with this model according to how it goes. But don't worry if you don't have a mobile telephone or it does not work. No problem. Another thing I want to say, tomorrow I can imagine those of you who stay outside will not be able to participate in the entire morning program. I request all of you to be at least 5 minutes before 8 here, because we will start the actual retreat at 8 o'clock British time, you know, Greenwich British time, very authorized time, no? So please be 5 minutes earlier there, then you can already. Of course, it's good if you also, maybe you would like to say, no, I would love to come to the Mangal Aarti or to the Guru Puja. It's very nice, but please latest a little before 8 o'clock, so that we can start on time and do not need to wait for the late comers. Good. So I will end here. Manditangi is here. Please come, Manditangi. Manditangi will give us an orientation how to continue further. Thank you all very, very much. Happy to be with you. Really very happy.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this wonderful